Good morning. This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Faculty who work in Wisconsin's public university system are now subject to new rules. The University of Wisconsin Board of Regents voted Thursday to approve a new tenure policy.
The most notable changes include a new 5-year tenure review process, as well as procedures to lay off tenured faculty if their program is discontinued. During the course of the debate over this overhauled policy, many faculty expressed concern that the changes would drive their colleagues out of the system.
That's exactly what happened for UW-Madison professor Sarah Goldrick Rabb. The outspoken education policy researcher announced earlier this week she'll be leaving Wisconsin for Temple University, effective July 1st. She says her decision was driven by the fear of what losing tenure protections would mean for her job. She explained her reasoning to Lake Effect's Rachel Morello.
Well, I've been here 11 years, and I think the first thing to know is I never intended to leave. When I first got to UW, I met all kinds of colleagues who had been here their entire careers. They were retiring at, 70, 75 years old, and they'd worked here forever. And I was really in admiration of that. I thought I might move from UW-Madison to UW-Milwaukee, but I didn't think I would leave the UW system. And I'm leaving because of the changes that were brought about by Act 55, which was first introduced in the legislature last May 29th, the day that's burned in my head now. It's May 29th, 2015, and that's the day that we found out that they were working to fundamentally alter what it means to have tenure. And while a lot of folks have talked about this as just transferring tenure from state law to regential policy by the UW regents, it's not really about that. It's a more careful change and a more, it's sort of a genius sort of shift in that it redefines what tenure is. And so what the state law says adds to the number of reasons why someone could be let go even though they had tenure. And those reasons don't have anything to do with job performance, and they don't have anything to do with, academic misconduct, or even with the finances of the institution as a whole. We could now be let go simply because a program was being modified or discontinued or rethought in some way. And that is such a slippery slope. It means that someone like myself, who is in a program that largely focuses on something else but has a piece that does what I do, could suddenly be shifted overnight, refined in a way that I was put out of a job. And while I understand that most people in Wisconsin have jobs that they can't hold on to for very long, the reason that I went through what I went through to get a PhD and then to earn tenure was to, in fact, have that job security. It's what I came for. It's what was promised to me. And when the conditions of my employment shifted overnight, I decided to leave.
Do you anticipate a lot of your colleagues might mirror your actions and leave alongside you?
When this initially happened, I started to think about it like it could be a lot of people. Now I think about it as it's a question of which kinds of people will stay and will go. A lot of people can't leave. They don't like what's happening, but their families are here or their spouses have jobs here, or they do something that, frankly, UW-Madison has jobs for, but other places don't. So they don't necessarily have the option. That doesn't mean they're happy, and it doesn't mean they're going to be able to do their work in the way they have in the past. There will be other people who go, and I think those people will be people like myself who, frankly, push the boundaries more in our academic work and ask questions that make our bosses uncomfortable. And those of us who do that are the people who are trying to rethink public policy for the people of Wisconsin on behalf of those people, but it doesn't make our bosses happy. Those sorts of people are going to go. And I think that when they go, I think the people of Wisconsin suffer because the status quo becomes cemented. Just as an example, so many people in Wisconsin are unhappy with the price of higher education. And based on my research, I am too. It's too darn high. And I have spent a lot of time pushing back against those high prices and trying to help to create policies to drive them down. Doing that makes me unpopular with my boss. Now doing that could lead to me losing my job. because that's what I do for a living, because that's the contribution that I make in this world, I need a job that gives me tenure protection.
So obviously a lot of people in other states are following this. And I think, like you said, that is the fear, is that a lot of people like yourself who push the boundaries are going to be pushed to other places. And states like Wisconsin will lose the ability to attract people like you. You know, I know you're going to Philadelphia. Are you fearful ever that that might come where you're going? Are you fearful that everyone will sort of be pushed to one area of the country and will lose it in the Midwest or elsewhere?
Yeah, I mean, it is already happening. To be honest, Connecticut is working on something similar to what has happened here right now, and I am worried about it. I thought a lot about it when I was looking for another place to go, and I was very, you know, choosy because I wanted to make sure that I could stay in public higher education but be in a state where the politics seemed at least a bit more rational, and the institution also had leadership that would stand up and fight if something like this were to happen. And that's how I arrived at Temple, because I really looked around and Pennsylvania is having budget issues where I'm used to budget issues. I'm used to not getting a raise. I'm used to, you know, not knowing what funding we're going to get. That's not the problem. Pennsylvania is not anywhere close to where we are right now in Wisconsin, where there's just this anti-intellectual sentiment that casts academics as the enemy. I'm amazed at the vehemence with which people, especially in online comment sections, seem to think that the problems in their lives were created by professors. It's so sad, and it's so incorrect, and they don't seem to have the same thing happening in Pennsylvania. At least I certainly hope that they won't. But what I can tell you is that Temple has genuine tenure the way that the rest of the country has always had it, in a way Wisconsin does not. And it's a wall-to-wall union. And I obviously can't be in a union in the state of Wisconsin right now with any collective bargaining power, thanks to Act 10. So the combination of Act 10 and Act 55, I think, have dealt a body blow to public education in the state.
Was there anything I didn't ask that you want to add or you think it's important for people to know in this conversation?
I hope people realize faculty don't always stay this long in one job. Even spending 11 years here was quite a long time. There are a lot of faculty that move around more than them. I really put down roots here, and I'm not rejecting the state as a whole. I hold out a lot of hope for the state, for the people of the state. But I think the climate, particularly at UW-Madison, because I think the leadership has in many ways acquiesced to the will of the state legislature, I think it's poisonous for the kind of work that I do and what I'm trying to do is to go somewhere safer to keep doing the work, because eventually that work will help even the people of Wisconsin. We have to find ways to make college cost less money. And to do that, we are going to have to work against some of the current leaders in higher ed. And that's what I want to keep on doing.
Sarah Goldrick-Rabb will leave her position as a sociology professor at UW-Madison July 1st to take a similar post at Temple University in Philadelphia. She spoke with WUWM's education reporter Rachel Morello, and you can find more coverage of the tenure debate in Wisconsin at WUWM.com.